재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팝빵!
Real life Korean. We've got our teacher, Sun Kyung-hwa, from the website talktomeinkorean.com here in the studio. Hey, how you doing?
You're doing great.
Big day. 개천절 here, yes. Here in Korea. Let's talk a little bit about the word and what it all means.
Sure. First of all, the 개 in 개천절 is based on the 한자 열 개, which means to open or to start. So to briefly review what I covered in the past, opening a store and starting business is called 개업. And when a place like a swimming pool opens in the summer and when a ski resort opens in the winter, it's called 개장.
Yes.
And when a multi-day event like the Olympics or a film festival starts, it's called 개막.
Okay.
And the 천 in 개천절 is based on the 한자 하늘 천, which means sky.
Opening of the sky.
That's right.
Day? Opening of the sky day?
The day when the sky opened.
So it's got a bit of a mythological underpinning. I mean, ultimately,
exactly.
we tend to translate it as Foundation Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference because there are several sort of start markers for the Korean experience. There's Liberation Day, then there's mm-hmm. the foundation of the Republic
yes.
of Korea. But this is neither. This is some bigger thing, right?
Right. Founding a country is actually, in Sino-Korean, is 건국. Because 건 means to found and 국 means country.
Quite literally.
Yeah, so National Foundation Day should be called 건국일 or 건국 기념일, celebration day of the National Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And Koreans do use these words when they talk about other countries' National Foundation Days, such as Australia Day is 호주 건국 기념일. However, Korea's National Foundation Day is called 개천절 because it specifically celebrates the day when Hwanung,
yes.
who is an important figure in the mythological origins of Korea, first descended from heaven or opened the sky to a sandalwood tree on Taebaek Mountain and founded Shinshi, which means City of God. And until 1949, it was celebrated on October 3rd based on the lunar calendar. But in 1949, when the government set the rules of national holidays, they changed it to October 3rd based on the solar calendar. Because remembering the date of October 3rd was considered more important.
Okay. Well, that is an interesting bit of history, and it's interesting to see that level of mythology kind of injected into ordinary Korean life and to occupy sort of holiday status, even though I think most Koreans take it as a mythological event, as sort of a founding myth, a story that was passed from generation to generation, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right. That's called 단군 신화.
단군. We've dramatized that on this program in the past. 단군 experience.
Uh-huh.
With music and everything. All right, let's leave it there. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.